The Santa Fe man found guilty of double homicide in a $100 rent dispute has been sentenced to two consecutive life terms. Artha Anaya fatally shot teenager Austin Urban and 51-year-old Teresa Vigil back in January 2012 at a mobile home they were renting from him. Anaya has a lengthy criminal record and is known to have mental problems. District Court Judge Stephen Pfeffer presided at Anaya's sentencing in district court, which at minimum requires serving 66 years in jail. The defendant plans to appeal. Santa Fe City Hall has approved Brian K. Snyder to succeed the retiring Robert Romero as city manager. Mayor David Koss named Snyder as his choice for the job after Romero announced earlier this month he would leave the $130,000 a year post as of tomorrow. Snyder has worked for the city since 2004 and has most recently been serving as public utilities director. Santa Fe City Council has approved grants for the coming year to some 35 youth organizations. The total amount awarded is roughly $1 million for an average of about $28,000 per group. In addition, Council has awarded contracts to 15 social service agencies totaling about $740,000. The highest amount went to La Familia Medical Center. It's getting $120,000 in city contracts for the coming year. A federal report on banking says profits earned by New Mexico's community banks rose 18% in the first quarter of this year over the same period last year. Banks around the nation saw their average earnings go up 16%, the highest quarterly earnings in history. Water flow in the Rio Grande may soon be curtailed in an effort to meet federal protection measures to save the endangered silvery minnow. Today's Albuquerque Journal says federal water managers could make a decision as early as this weekend. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation has noted that in this third year of drought, there is not enough water available to meet legal requirements for the native fish. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has been asked to approve the Rio Grande curtailment measures until the rainy season arrives. Tomorrow we'll see the Santa Fe Fire Department honoring retiring Fire Chief Barbara Salas in a traditional ride home on her last day of service. Salas has been with the department since 1995 and became its first female fire chief back in 2009. Friday's 4:30 ride begins at Fire Station 1 at Fort Marcy Park, passes near the plaza, and ends at the South Side's Santa Maria de la Paz Church. Eric Litzenberg is Santa Fe's new fire chief. Weather for Santa Fe, mostly sunny and windy at times today and tomorrow. Red flag warnings in effect for critical fire conditions. Daytime highs near 80 with overnight lows in the mid-40s. For KSFR News, this is Dan Garrity.